Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Rich Shevitz with us today. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. Welcome back.
Hey. Well, I wanted to thank you for inviting me back. I really enjoy being here. And
you're welcome.
And
glad you got some work done. That's good.
I wanted to thank you for taking care of the class for a better part of a week. Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sergey Sorin were at the head of the classroom on Monday, and you were hosting for the rest of the week, and I really, really appreciate it because we had so many things that were broken here on the farm that had to be fixed. Hydraulic pumps, hydraulic lines, hydraulic cylinders, everything was going wrong, and as they say, you know, you have to make hay while the sun shines, and that's what we were doing. We were cutting and tedding and raking and baling hay, and we've got a couple more days to do. We've got a couple more fields, maybe another I'm thinking maybe close to another 100,000 pounds of hay that we have to cut, ted, rake, and bale, and then move. But we got 166,000 pounds done, and I'm pretty excited about that because with what we're going to get done the next couple of days, we should have enough for half of the winter. So we do it one more time, second cutting, and we'll be in good shape if there is a second cutting. So I really appreciate you taking care of the class so that my family and I could go out there, and it's everybody. It's all hands on deck when it's hay time. And hay time is the most strenuous on us as farmers in terms of being out in the heat and, you know, hard work, and it's the hardest on the equipment. And so when we have the greatest number of failures. But we were able to overcome it through perseverance and stick-to-itiveness. And I really appreciate you providing that time for us so that we could do that. Otherwise, we would have to just run reruns. But thank you so much, Rich Sheedon.
Oh, you're very welcome, Vince. I could be of service.
Well, you do a great job. And, you know, there's something that I wanted to mention. And we talked about this, you and I talked about this ad infinitum. And it was about smart thermostats, Echo, Alexa, you know, these digital wireless assistants that, you know, help people that are too lazy to turn on their lights, turn off their lights, adjust their thermostats. Well, in Texas, the utility companies, there are three of them that were involved in this, and they decided that they would have a contest. And the contest allowed people who entered a chance to win free electricity for a year. Now, some people might think, oh, there's no hidden agenda. There's, you know, you can get a free lunch. Well, it really wasn't the truth. And what happened was these people who had these smart thermostats entered this contest, and there was a problem with power generation and delivery because of the heat wave we had last week. And these record temperatures caused the grid to get near total capacity. And what the utility companies did was they set the thermostats higher, these smart meters, these smart thermostats. They changed them and made them warmer. So people were, you know, sleeping at night, and all of a sudden they're sweating because what happened? You know, it's like the air conditioning stopped. Well, it did. because the utility companies changed the thermostats remotely on probably hundreds of thousands of homes. And these people signed up for it. They, you know, they didn't read the fine print, obviously. And so they got surprised. They got surprised when they found out their thermostat can be remotely controlled by other people they don't even know. And you know what? Tough. Because they weren't smart enough to figure out that something that could be adjusted across the internet could be adjusted across the internet by other people. And this wasn't hacking. This was, they gave permission for the utility companies to do this. They're dumb as a box of rocks. So I do have, I'd love to hear your comment about that. And then I do have a solution. Rich?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at it. These are some of the articles I was going to mention today in News in a Flash. One's called Woke Up Sweating, where Texas power companies were remotely raising temperatures on people using smart thermostats. We've talked about smart meters till we're blue in the face for many years, and we, everybody in this audience knows that the word smart can be interchanged with the word spy. Now, here's another article right here. Cyber attacks are trying to poison our water supply, targeting critical infrastructure. How many examples of government institutions, of pipelines, of energy grids? We've given so many examples of hacking companies, especially industries that the so-called left do not want us to live with anymore. How about websites? You know, here's an article right here. YouTube is suppressing dislikes on Joe Biden's videos as much as 600%. 600. If it's online, people, it's going to get shadow banned. It's going to get edited. You have to take everything with a grain of salt. That's why we always say you have to read, research, and verify. Anything that you see online has a chance that it's skewed because they're selling you a narrative. And this is why we need to go back to those old 19th century skills and dovetail them with some 21st century technology, because we are, too many people are believing experts and official authorities and polls and focus groups, which is all designed to make you believe a certain way. In other words, sell you the narrative. You have to do your own research. Everything's being hacked. Cryptos, pipelines, pentagons, electric grid, websites, meat storage plants. I mean, this is why we use the term decentralized. We will not have a legitimate system. It's just like voting. How many thousands of articles and legitimate evidence have we talked about? Election fraud, voter fraud, foreign interference. Look, we are never going to have anything legitimate if everything is centralized or under the terms of fiat. That's why, you know, we need public forums. We need citizen review boards. We need laws of excess. We need ideas and solutions conferences for it, with using private venues for especially small business. We need self-sufficiency preparedness schools. We need all these ideas and solution conferences, meetings, clubs, movements in order to expose the hypocrisies and double standards. We have gone way off course, people, because nothing is real. It's all made up. It's made up to sway public opinion, manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, to divide and conquer. It's made up for race baiting. It's made up to divide us by skin pigmentation, gender, sex, religion, ideology. It's made up. All of it is made up. Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging. It's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags. It's made to make you submissive. It's made to destroy America by rewarding mediocrity and eliminating opportunity. It's made to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the people who say the truth. It's up to you to go back to basics. Go back to real math, real science, not the bought and paid for kind. Because every time we believe some of this crap and we go to push-button technology nobody knows how to fix, they are swaying public opinion. They're controlling us. They're funneling the people into where they want to be, think, act. And most of it is about submissive conformity. Pardon my long answer, Vince, but that's where we're at as a country right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a solution to this, class. If you happen to have one of these smart thermostats that that can be remotely controlled via the Wi-Fi in your home, you can fix this. And just a minute ago, I bought, while Rich was giving his response, I bought two thermostats. I bought them on eBay. And they are Honeywell round, heat and cool, non-programmable dial thermostats. I paid about $19 a piece shipped. And the ones that I bought are refurbished. And it says that they are like brand new. So these are the old-fashioned round ones. And the reason I bought them is because I don't know how much longer you'll be able to buy a round Honeywell-branded, Honeywell-manufactured, made-in-USA thermostat. You can certainly get plenty of them that are the smart types and the programmable types. But people have been spending, if you go to Home Depot, and you go to their website and you look up thermostats, you'll find that you can buy a smart thermostat for $199. That's 10 times more than I just spent to have one shipped. I actually bought two of them. And the reason is, if the contacts wear out in my thermostat, I want to be able to drop in another one very easily. So this is a four-wire thermostat. Now, thermostats today have up to seven wires. I'm going to tell you what they are. There's a white wire. So if you were to look at the back of your thermostat, there's a white wire that connects to heat. There's a yellow wire that connects to your compressor. There's a green wire that connects to the fan. There's an orange wire that connects to your heat pump if you have one. There's a red wire that connects to the cooling system. There's another red wire that connects to the heating system. And there's a blue wire that is considered the common wire. Now, if you look up a wiring diagram, you'll be able to wire in one of these older style, hardly ever breaks type mercury bulb thermostats. And you will prevent the utility company from adjusting your temperature on the heating and cooling system. So you'll be able to do that. But if you have a smart thermostat and it's connected to Wi-Fi, they're going to be able to control what your settings are. So why would you want to do that? I can't imagine not a single reason why I would want to have somebody I don't know, someone I can't reach out and punch in the nose, adjusting my thermostat. Who are these people? You'll never be able to find them. So why do that? So you can undo it by getting another thermostat. So take a look at you can go to eBay. That's where I got mine just now. And look at the round Honeywell four-wire thermostats. And, you know, they look old-fashioned. Actually, they look just like the new thermostats. The same round thermostat, except instead of having a digital display, it has a dial. It has a dial for the temperature you're setting and a dial for the temperature that is in the room. And it's really kind of nice. Very, very simple, easy to use. Nothing easier to use than that. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com. DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Rich, it's way worse than even that, because when all of these morons jump on the electric car bandwagon and they tax the grid to the point where the grid can't support its normal load because of all the extra load from these electric vehicles, you're going to see more and more thermostats being shut down, because they'll say, well, you know, it's what do you want? Do you want to drive? Do you want lighting? Do you want cooling? Do you want heating? What do you want your computers to run? Do you want to watch Netflix? What, you can't have it all. And so your neighbors who are really dumb, who buy these electric vehicles, who tax the grid, are going to drive your ability to run the normal appliances that you have, because of their infinite stupidity. They think that the grid can support all this. It cannot. It can. There is no way that the electric grid can sustain the current load of switching from gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles to electric and run all the other things that you want to run. Impossible. Impossible. You are going to die of overheating or freeze to death. That's where we're headed, because of your infinitely stupid neighbors. Rich?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we don't have any authenticity, credibility, or believability in whether it be our mainstream media, our journalists, our government right now, big corporations. They basically have betrayed the trust of the people. They have corrupted their profession. You know, when you read articles like this, Joe and Hunter Biden busted by spy, basically this month, Red State broke an exclusive story that, you know, we've given so many excerpts about this over the past several months that it's really not new, but they've confirmed that an outlet that a high-ranking official from the Chinese Communist Party did indeed defect into the United States in February and supposedly has been working with the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. And, you know, they've talked about how they've infiltrated our FBI and CIA, and the defector has knowledge of special weapons programs in China, including bioweapons programs. All these things that we've talked about, he's providing extensive technical detail to supposed U.S. officials, and it's been all deemed as being legitimate. So all this stuff, you know, he's mentioning about how he has knowledge of Hunter Biden's, you know, pedophile excerpts and Joe's and his family's dealings with the Chinese entities. You know, all the things that basically they said President Trump did with Russia. You know, they basically projected onto President Trump what they've actually done. And this is very disturbing. And just like the election fraud, Vince, you know, President Trump warned that this guy Raffensperger in Georgia and his attorney Ryan Germany about election fraud. And now this new evidence shows Germany was made aware of election fraud on election night and hid this from President Trump. I mean, there's nothing legitimate going on in America right now. It's all basically Alinsky-backed. It's Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, Marx. You know, they're going by, they're literally connecting the dots and going step by step. And now the American people no longer believe it. I mean, when you were out haying last week, Vince, Joe Biden basically admitted to the American people that you should report potentially radicalized friends and family. That's exactly the same thing that the Nazis and the Bolsheviks did. See, this is what they do when they want, they use the term investigations. But really, what they're doing behind closed scenes is they're having meetings on how to lie, how to cover up their crimes, and how to set up patriotic Americans. And the funny thing is, we know they're lying, they know they're lying, and they know we know they're lying. And it's so obvious that they're, one of the things I've been really concentrating on, Vince, is the consolidation of power, money, and control. I've been proving and connecting the dots how they want to eliminate sovereign nations, freedom, liberty, justice, due process, rule of law, family, control spending. You know, this is all done by non-elected officials, private banks, corporate oligarchs, verified phony fact checkers.
Yeah.
You need to call them out. We'll be right back, folks.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Laptop emails reportedly implicate Hunter Biden and the Washington, D.C. firm Blue Star under federal investigation for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian company that counted Biden as a board member. The Department of Justice is investigating. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
President Biden's goal of vaccinating 70% of Americans by Independence Day will probably fall short. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says America will get there. He tells ABC News that it's important for people to go get their shots in order to lessen the chances that new variants of the virus can spread.
It should come, and we're going to continue to do everything we can on our end to make it possible. The vaccines will be there, the efforts will be there, the outreach will be there. We need to see Americans get vaccinated, because now we're seeing these ominous trends with these variants of COVID-19, which become more dangerous because we never know if one of them is going to be mutate into a strain that is very difficult to contain and not or is able to escape some of these vaccines. And so more and more, Lindsay, what we want to do is get people vaccinated, because the more we're vaccinated, the less likely these variants could take off.
President Trump's fundraising arm is back on Facebook after the social media giant banned him from using the site. Starting last week, Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, a joint venture between Trump's Save America Leadership PAC and his Make America Great Again PAC, has spent about $3,500 on Facebook ads, promoting Trump's upcoming rally outside Cleveland, Ohio, and calling for donations to his fund. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You're talking about Jumpin' Joe, Stumblebum, the plagiarist. And he's used to theft. He's stolen other people's work. He's a confirmed plagiarist. And there's a guy by the name of Bill Stevenson. And Bill Stevenson was the first husband of Jill Biden. And he claims that Jumpin' Joe stole his wife. So it looks like Joe doesn't mind stealing other people's work. When he was at Syracuse University Law School, it looks like he doesn't mind stealing another guy's wife. So what else does this guy do? Just asking. Any comments, Rich? Rich Even?
Well, it doesn't even matter. Government and big corporations is all about damage control today. It's all about propaganda, narrative, manufacturing, and cover-ups. So, you know, they're literally eliminating due process while desensitizing the people to truth. it's almost like a plausible deniability campaign for every move that they make. And the irony of it all is that every bit of it is funded by the U.S. taxpayers. Now, Vince, it's up to you. This is, I realize you just got back. Do you want me to go into news in a flash, or do you want me to save it for another time?
No, please, news in a flash sounds great. I love news in a flash.
Okay.
By the way, that's a great term. Where'd that come from?
It came from you. Yeah, I've been doing this for so many years, and you just one day dubbed it news in a flash.
That's what it is.
It's very appropriate. You know, I feel the reason why I do this is because I'm obligated. I feel this is my duty as an American to wake the people up. And I think people are waking up in herds. We need information. We need also ideas and solutions. We need it all. So I try to represent a balance. I try and use financial, economic, social, and political rationale, but I try to use articles that are very relevant for the time and up to date. So if it's okay with you, Vince, I'm just going to mention as many of these as possible. I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want me to go into healthcare first or into general news?
Well, let's go general news.
Okay, let me do that. Okay. All right, sit back, buddy. Okay, people, first article. Major U.S. cities race to refund the police because of utter lawlessness that's reigning from coast to coast in these Democrat blue cities. We all told you this was going to happen. Next, the FBI has already been caught committing egregious violations of federal law on more occasions than I can count. Unfortunately, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, declines to prosecute every single time. Next, the FBI's mafia-style justice to fight crime. The FBI sponsors 15 crimes a day. Now, keep in mind what I mentioned last week, folks, regarding a lot of these so-called agencies. Like, for example, court documents confirm FBI planned and executed January 6th insurrection. You missed that one, Vince. Next, Revolver News breaks report on likely deep state plants inside January 6th. It was all planned. Next, FBI and DHS attempted to recruit Green Beret to infiltrate Oath Keepers before the January 6th riot, and he recorded it all. And that Green Beret interview, Jeremy Brown, he says scores of guys, unquote, has written and told him that they were contacted by the FBI in order to infiltrate patriotic groups. We are being taken over from within. And this is why governors in Arizona and Texas are bypassing the corrupt Biden regime and requesting law enforcement help them from other states to combat illegal immigration. This is what the states have to do. We have to think outside the box. The states have the power, folks. It's in the Constitution. That is not the federal job. The DOJ can't intervene in the state legislatures regarding these audits, for example. It's all in the Constitution. What they did is they basically eliminated the rule of law. What they did was made the November election illegal because they bypassed state legislatures. I have a ton of information, so I'm going to keep moving on here, folks. Next, governments are failing at their most basic duties while promising free stuff. Next, in Michigan, citizens told Gretchen Whitmer about these affidavits, and basically they're saying they can't accept thousands of affidavits demanding forensic audit. She has been in her office or not been in her office for the last 2 to 3 years, these security people were saying. Where the heck is she? I mean, no one's doing their job, people. Next, Arizona Secretary of State Hobbs refuses to accept 24,000 signatures for Speaker Bowers' recall.
They have over the amount of signatures they need for this recall, but yet when you're corrupt, you don't accept the signatures. See how that works? This is why we need to self-govern and decentralize, folks. Everybody in these states at the highest levels, especially the federal government, has been corrupted, bought and paid for, and blackmailed. Next, check site used by Google lists all conservative outlets as low credibility, but lists all far left and liberal as high credibility. See, it's all BS, folks. It's all about manufacturing the perception, swaying public opinion, holding the narrative, group identity politics. It's not about truth at all. It's all about propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. 100% of it. Next, 92% of Americans think their basic rights are being threatened, and that's a new poll. Now, keep in mind, these polls are extremely skewed because they typically interview the people who they want to get the narrative to occur, mostly low-information people. But now 92% of Americans think their basic rights are being threatened, especially freedom of speech, folks. We have to stand for principle. And that is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth, and the third is someone has less consequences for the behavior because of what group they come from. You get to do it, too. We need to speak up. If we don't have truth, we have nothing. We need that as a base. Next. New documents reveal how Ben Affleck got into the CIA, promising to do the agency proud. I'll be honest with you, folks. Pretty much everybody in Hollywood, the mainstream media, they're all actors. They're all selling the narrative because they've sold you out for the extreme wealthy because they are controlling everything. Narratives are just like crap. They flow downhill. Next. It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, unquote. Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitefish defends belonging to a whites-only beach club. See? It's about the club and you ain't in it. It has nothing to do with what group you're in. Forget about the group. Forget about your skin pigmentation shade, your gender, the gender you identify, your sexual orientation, your religion. It doesn't matter. It's an aristocracy serfdom relationship. They're going to divide and conquer us along the way to make you fall for it. And they want submissive conformity along the way so you can't think and you especially can't speak. Next. This should be comedy relief right here, people. DeSantis challenger says her greatest weakness in his national platform that he's on a national platform. And she's on a national platform while saying what DeSantis' greatest weakness is. You can't even make this stuff up, people. This is... If I was a writer for the Twilight Zone, I couldn't pull this off. Next, Stacey Abrams texting Arizonans to pass the S1 legislation that gives Democrat more ability to cheat. HR1, anything like that. They're breaking it into pieces right now so each state can legalize election fraud. That's what this is all about, long story short. Next, factchecked.org is a fraud and possible criminal organization. Anything that the powers that be legitimize as a legitimate fact checker or authority or expert, I can guarantee you 99.9% of it is going to be fraud. Again, to sell the narrative and hide the elite crimes. Next, Joe Biden is going under a lot of pressure to undergo a cognitive test. Can you imagine if Donald Trump did one millionth of the behaviors and stuff that was said by Joe Biden? He wouldn't even forget about a cognitive test. The 25th Amendment would have been broken out long ago. Next. Amazon deletes American frontline doctors' website from the internet, and the doctors were scrambling to salvage their site. See, it doesn't matter about truth. It matters about the bought and paid for narrative. Believe experts who are not bought and paid for. Next. Protester in MAGA hat spotted next to Antifa's John Sullivan on January 5th. urging protesters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Are you connecting the dots, people? Not too suspicious here, right? How much evidence do we need to show that the January 6th insurrection was planned? Next, multiple individuals push multiple ballots through multiple tabulators multiple times. It's all illegal. And law enforcement's doing nothing. How many times did I say multiple? It's a joke. Next. New World News, UK gave contract to IT firm that is openly plotting to turn vaccine passports into a national ID card. We told you about this months ago. Next, Illinois town holds Juneteenth and Pride Parade, cancels the 4th of July parade and fireworks. See, this is what it's all, these are divide and conquer strategies, people. Next, United Nations applauds Biden bringing four times more refugees to the U.S. than Trump. Four times. Let me expand on that sentence. Four times more refugees who are illegally unvetted. That's all that means, folks. We've talked about the U.N. plans for years, how they want to bring in hundreds of millions of people to break down the U.S. to create a world government. This isn't new. This isn't hard to understand. We've literally quoted, besides paraphrasing their excerpts, we've quoted their documents. Next, election worker Ralph Jones is now caught double counting ballots at the State Farm Center on election night. Same with Ruby Friedman. This is. I wish we had more time. I go into more detail. Next, Trump won Pennsylvania by over 1 million votes. Next, one-third of convicted sex offenders don't face prison in Britain. Remember last week I gave that article.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Ebens with us. Rich, many times you have taught class and mentioned that smart equals spy. Here's another thought. You mentioned actors during this class, and I'd like to suggest to our class that actors equals paid impersonators. Paid impersonators. Script readers. They pretend to be someone or something that they are not. That's what actors do. So why would anybody put up on a pedestal someone who is an impersonator, pretending to be someone or something that he or she is not? Why look up to people like that? Their lives are really, really dysfunctional. Rich?
Well, yeah, we're allowing the elite to subvert the will of the people. We all have to decide if we want to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, or the land of submissive conformity. And they're going to use the technocracy in order to pull this off. You know, I've said many times that technology is, you know, too many people use the terminology that it's a double-edged sword. That gives the implication that it's a 50-50 thing when you say double-edged. It's not even close. It's really 99-1 because we've way passed the law of diminishing returns for technology because it's not for the benefit of the benefit or the ease of the people. It's for the elite to control us through censorship, surveillance, setups, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, delivery systems for all of that that I just mentioned, tracking, tracing. It's basically a tool for the elites to control our minds and our movements. So we better wake up. Vince, go ahead.
Yeah. You mentioned technology. I'm looking at Sam's Club's website, and for only $499.98, you can get an iRobot Wi-Fi connected vacuum cleaner with an automatic dirt disposal. And they show, and I'm not picking on anybody, but they show images of how really cool this thing is. And they show a black man. It looks like he's in a kitchen. It's a spotless kitchen. He's a handsome guy. And it shows him looking down at his phone. And allegedly, or the impression is that this man is programming or selecting his favorite cycle for, or favorite app for vacuuming his house. And it shows that this little round disc-like thing that's rechargeable goes across the floor, and it has a dirt sensor or sensors, and it can spot dirt and go right to the dirt. And it can empty itself into a container which can hold up to, let's say, 60 days worth of dirt. 60 days worth of dirt. Now, this thing is the size of a Frisbee, but it's a little thicker than that. And if you think about it, it's idiotic. And it is Wi-Fi controlled. So that means it's connected to the Internet. That means that it can report back on how clean or how unclean your house is. Can you imagine that? And they're showing this man as someone who, it appears that he's endorsing this. Like, this is really cool. And if I were black, I'd be livid that they would be using an image of a nice-looking black man and letting the whole world think that this is the way this person thinks. I have a feeling that this guy, does not approve of what's going on with this vacuum cleaner, because it's idiotic. Do you really think that you can have this thing run around and vacuum your floor and do as good of a job as, let's say, a central vacuum cleaner? Do you really think so? Do you really think it'll last very long? Do you think it's durable? Do you think it's not spying on you? And what if the electric company says, you know what? You're using too much electricity. You can't vacuum for the next, I don't know, month. Can you imagine that? Your electric company shutting down your vacuum because it's a spy slash smart vacuum cleaner. It's beyond dumb to me. And it just bothers me. It bothers me how images of people are used to confuse us, to make us buy or induce us to buy things that are just beyond dumb. Rich?
Well, yeah. Even Google and Massachusetts is now being accused of silently installing COVID-19 apps on citizens' phones. We have to wake up, people. We have to realize what's really important. And technology is not an important advance for humanity. It's an important advance for the elite to control the people, to set the people up. Okay, we have to be aware of what's going on. We have to decentralize, go back in time, not lose technology, the mindset, but we have to relearn some skills that we've lost as a people. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and if you look class at these peeping Toms, like, you know, they have names like Gates, Zuckerberg, you know, names like that, those people all worship at the same temple of money and greed.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.